In our previous shiurim, we began a discussion of cities that have a suffix if the mekafes chayma memayshe shul benon. And our discussions in those two previous shiurim were primarily regarding cities in Eretz Yisrael, like the cities of Tveria, Chevron, Tzfas, Shem, Haifa, Akko. Actually, I saw that many Paiskim suggest that one city that seems to be very much a city that might have had a wall from Moshe Shul Ben Nun is the city of Beit Shan. But all of these cities are cities in Eretz Yisrael. There's a discussion, however, what about cities in Chutz Lartz? And before we discuss what is the status of cities in Chutz Lartz, where it is a suffix, we need first to discuss, does this halacha of Mekefes Chayma Memoish Yishu Ben Nun apply to cities in Chutz Lartz as well, or only cities in Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban suggests that the din of Mekefes Chayma doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. And he explains why. Since, as we explained in a previous shiur, that we see that Chazal connected the din of Mekefes Chayma to the time of Yeshua, and as we explained in our shiurim, the reason Chazal did so was to show a chshivas teretz Yisrael. So it shows that only in Eretz Yisrael does this apply. Furthermore, as our Gemara taught us, the halacha that we follow as man of Yeshua ben Nun is learned from the Gzeirah Shava, prazi, and that is talking about cities in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, the Ramban himself quotes Rabbi Yisenu HaTzarefatim that hold that even in Chutz Laretz we have the same halacha, and that a city that has a wall in Chutz Laretz, Mimois Yeshu Ben Nun, reads the Megillah on Tezvav. Their raya is from a Gemara that we're going to have later in our perek on Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Rav Asi Kar Megillah Behutzol B'Yudalit U'Betezvav. Because Rav Asi wasn't quite certain if Hutzol had a city, had a wall from the time of Yeshua or not. And, say the Rabbanu Tzarfim, that Hutzol in Chutz Laretz. So we see that this din applies in Chutz Laretz as well. However, the Ramban disputes this raya because he says that the Gemara, there were actually two cities with the name of Hutzal. One city with the name of Hutzal was in Chutz Laretz. One city with the name of Hutzal was in Eretz Yisrael. And that Gemara with Rav Asi is referring to the Hutzal that was in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, at the end, says that we shouldn't differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Indeed, he says, even though the original rule was established because of Eretz Yisrael, because at that time, that's where most Jews were, the halacha remains that everywhere in the world, we should follow that guide. He himself points out that even though one can make an argument that the din of Mekefes Chayma should not apply in Chutz Laretz, he says, because what's the whole point of Mekefes Chayma? It's a place that we are guarded from our enemies. But in Chutz Laretz, even if the city has a wall, we're living in the same city together with our enemies, and therefore there's no point in the fact that it has a wall, he says it doesn't make a difference. Once Chazal established that a city that has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun is considered a city with a wall, that remains the halacha for all cities, even though they're very different. And there's a very nice raya. In our Gemara, the Gemara says that Shushan is the city that which is the point of difference in the machlokes. If we follow the time of Yeshua ben Nun, or we follow the time of Achashverosh. It seems that if Shushan had a wall from the time of Yeshua, there would be nothing to discuss. And therefore, it's a raya that even a city in Chutz Laaretz, if it has a wall from that time of Yeshua, is reads the Megillah and Tezvav. The Paiskim, the Mefarshim point out that as far as the opinion of Rashi, that seems to be a stira. Rashi here says in Divrei Hamaskel Hachikamer regarding the city of Shushan, V'lo yadinon shahuk v'memois Yeshua. So Rashi seems to be saying that if we knew that Shushan had a wall from the time of Yeshua, there'd be no question. We read the Megillah and Tezvav. But then the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis discusses if a city had a wall at that time, does it retain that status, even if the wall is still not, even if the wall is not standing? And Rashi says, the Ramaska Kala Mitzvahs. Kala Mitzvahs had Noyahagas Bari Chaima, Shluach Mitzaira, Kriyas Megillah Betezvav, Vabayas Cholot Ba L'Saif Shana. So Rashi seems to be learning that the halacha of a walled city is connected to the halacha of Bayis Ayr Chaima, that we know the Torah distinguishes between a city with a wall versus a city without a wall. Now that distinction is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laaretz. So it's a raya, so we don't know how to really understand Rashi's pshat. The Shaila Meshiv says that certainly if a city has a wall from the times of Yeshua, it makes no difference if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laaretz. We read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. This Gemara and Rashi that we just quoted from Daf Yud Amud Beis, there it's a whole different situation. There it's a situation, says the Shaul Meshiv, where it doesn't have to currently have a wall. So what the Shaul Meshiv is making a very interesting, is coming up with a very interesting psak. And the Shaul Meshiv is saying that if a city in Chutz Laaretz has a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so therefore, and it still has that wall, we would read on Tezvav. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, as long as it had a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, even though it doesn't currently have a wall, we still read the Megillah on Tezvav. In Chutz Laaretz, says the Shaul Meshiv, it needs to have the wall still standing in order to read the Megillah on Tezvav. The Magen Avraham says that even though it seems like we're learning that even in Chutz Laaretz, the din of Mukefas Chaim and Mois Yeshua ben Nun applies, still he says, quoting the Levush, this is the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Peches, Sif Katan Dalet. In our countries, he says, we need not be concerned that that the cities have a wall from the time of Yeshua. He says most of the Western world wasn't inhabited in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore we need not be concerned that they had a wall at that time. And the Mishnah Brura quotes that Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Tes. However, there are certain cities in Chutz Laaretz that are known to have a Shaila. The city of Prague, the Chaya Adam, in Klal Kuf Nun Hei Sif Ches, says we should read the Megillah on Yudalid and Tezvav in the city of Prague, because that's a city that has a suffix. And so too is the psak of the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Mehava. The Kav HaChaim says in Simen Tov Reish Peches of Katan Chef Gimel, quoting the Sefer Kavanos, that Rav Chaim Vital read in Damascus the Megillah on Yudalit and Tezvav. Baghdad, says the Ben Ishchai, was a city where they read the Megillah 2 days from a Suffolk. And most interestingly, there's a discussion by the Paiskim regarding the city of Shushan. That even though our Gemara and the Megillah clearly indicate that Shushan is a city where we read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar, in fact, it's Shushan Purim, the Paiskim aren't quite sure where is Shushan. We know it's in Iraq, but we know it's in Iran, but we don't know exactly where is the city of Shushan definitively in Iran. So it turns out that the only city in the world that we could say with certainty should read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar, and only on Tezvav Adar, is Yerushalayim, and we should be zoicha to be all of us in Yerushalayim HaBnuya B'mehera B'yameinu.